Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with the Carolina Theater today. Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street, and that's in downtown Durham. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Friday, May 17th at 8 p.m., Stanley Jordan and Kevin Eubanks will be performing. From the moment he made his debut in 1985 with the gold-selling Grammy-nominated album Magic Touch, guitar virtuoso Stanley Jordan has proven himself as a forward-thinking innovator. With his nimbly executed touch or tap technique, he ushered a dazzling and spellbinding new sound into the world of progressive instrumental music. Over the course of five major recordings and several smaller independent releases, Stanley has explored earthly and astral musical trailways. Because of the extraordinary originality of his approach to guitar, Stanley has been looked upon as first and foremost as a musical original, orbiting in an artistic universe without predecessor or immediate successor. With his groundbreaking album, State of Nature, his first mainstream release in over a decade, and his debut for the Mac Avenue label, Stanley Jordan makes another bold step by using his music to orally illustrate profoundly unifying truths about man's relationship to nature and humankind. Kevin Eubanks is a gifted musician and prolific composer whose own band, the Kevin Eubanks Quartet, has been evolving for close to 20 years. Kevin is also well known as the music director of the Tonight Show Band, appearing on the show 18 years, from 1992 to 2010. In both situations, Kevin has won over audiences with a laid-back style and an affability that seems to belie the concentration and focus that have made him both a household word for TV viewers and a consummate guitarist. Kevin studied the trumpet before making his commitment to the guitar, which was solidified with his entrance to the renowned Berklee College of Music in Boston. There he met many of the finest jazz musicians of his generation. When Kevin moved to New York after attending Berklee College of Music, his career kicked off in earnest. He played with some of the stalwarts of jazz, like Ron Carter, Slide Hampton, Art Blakey, McCoy Tyner, Sam Rivers, and Roy Haynes. Kevin taught at the Banff School of Fine Arts at Rutgers University and at the Charlie Parker School in Perugia, Italy. Kevin and his touring band, which features Marvin Smitty Smith and Bill Pierce, who holds the woodwind chair at Berklee College of Music, continue to travel the country on tour. Quote, "It's wonderful to feel the music surging through you and touching people from the inside out. That's what happens when everyone is open and the music takes hold. What an honor it is to be invited into so many people's lives, if only for a brief, melodious moment." Again, Stanley Jordan and Kevin Eubanks will be performing Friday, May 17th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. Tickets for this performance are $32 to $58. And again, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Also at the Carolina Theater, the Delphonics and Blue Magic Old School R&B Legends will be performing Friday, May 31st at 8 p.m. The Delphonics caught the rising tide of R&B music at just the right time in the late 1960s. The group's unique style of singing and their patented dance steps caught the fancy of popular music followers. This made them a stellar attraction at rock concerts, theaters, and on the nightclub circuit. Their hits include "Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time?", "For the Love I Give to You", "Trying to Make a Fool of Me", "When You Get Right Down to It", and "Love Won't Let Me Wait". Blue Magic, formed in June of 1973, is responsible for some of the most enjoyable soul music of the 70s. For decades later, since their first recording for Atlantic Records in 1973, the members of Blue Magic continue to provide fans around the world with their smooth brand of Philly sound. A Philly soul. Their electrifying performances and trademark style has led Blue Magic to share the stage with the most famous performers of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, including the Jacksons, Lionel Richie, Marvin Gaye, Gladys Knight, and Smokey Robinson. Again, the Delphonics and Blue Magic will be performing Friday, May 31st at the Carolina Theater. Tickets for this performance are $37.50, $47.50, and $57.50. And again, for more ticket information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Tracy Morgan will be coming to the Carolina Theater on Wednesday, June 5th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $36 to $56. Tracy Jamal Morgan, born November 10, 1968, is an American comedian who is best known for his 8 seasons as a cast member on Saturday Night Live and currently known for playing the role of Tracy Jordan on the NBC series 30 Rock. Tracy Morgan's recurring SNL characters included Bronx resident Dominican Lou, Reggie Owens of Juan and Owens, ex-porn stars, Good Morning with Liza, sidekick Captain Moncler Vanderhausen III, Tate Witherspoon of the tough-talking law firm Russell and Tate, and Judge Judy Bailiff Burt. He has performed impressions of Maya Angelou, Marion Barry, Cuba Gooding Jr., Tito Jackson, Star Jones, Marion Suge Knight, William the Refrigerator Perry, Della Reese, Busta Rhymes, Mr. T, Mike Tyson, Maxine Waters, Thelma Weston, Reggie White, and Tiger Woods' father, Earl. Born and raised in New York City, Morgan is a stand-up comedian and sketch comedy player who has worked the national stand-up comedy circuit while appearing on several television programs over the last several years. In January 2000, Tracy Morgan appeared as the main character in a music video for the single Notorious, which featured Puff Daddy and Lil' Kim. Tracy Morgan's film credits include Half-Baked, a movie co-starring former SNL cast member Jim Brewer, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. His television appearances include Apollo Comedy Hour, Def Comedy Jam, Entertainment Tonight, Martin, The Rosie O'Donnell Show, Showtime at the Apollo, Snaps, Uptown Comedy Club, and The View. Again, Tracy Morgan will be at the Carolina Theater Wednesday, June 5th. That performance begins at 8 p.m. And again, ticket pricing for this performance is $36 to $56. And finally, at the Carolina Theater on Thursday, June 6th at 8 p.m., Hot Tuna Acoustic Tour will be performing with special guest Jill Sobel. Tickets for this performance are $31 to $46. Featuring Woodstock alumni, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, and Jefferson Airplane founding members Jack Cassidy and Jorma Kaukonen, the band celebrates over 4 decades of playing together. They remain one of the most innovative bands in American music. In the mid-1960s, Jorma was asked to audition to play guitar for a new band that was forming in San Francisco. Though an acoustic player at heart, he grew interested in the electronic gadgetry that was beginning to make an appearance in the popular music scene, particularly in a primitive processor brought to the audition by a fellow named Ken Kesey. Jorma decided to join the band, and soon thereafter he summoned his young friend from Washington, who now played the bass. Thus was created the unique Then and Now sound that was the Jefferson Airplane. Jorma even contributed the band's name, drawn from a nickname a friend had for the blues playing Jorma. Jack's experience as a lead guitarist led to the style of bass playing, which took the instrument far beyond its traditional role. While in Jefferson Airplane, putting together the soundtrack of the 60s, Jorma and Jack remain loyal to blues, jazz, bluegrass, and folk influences of the small clubs and larger venues they had learned from years before. Again, the Hot Tuna Acoustic Tour with special guest Jill Sobel will be performing Thursday, June 6th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $31 to $46. And again, for ticket information about any of these performances at the Carolina Theater, you can call them at 919-560-3030. At DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center, located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham, Giselle will have a performance on May 23rd. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Giselle, the touchstone of ballet for the Romantic era, is still being performed by every major ballet company in the world. Carolina Ballet is proud to add Giselle to its repertoire with amazing sets and costumes imported from Florence, Italy. Frances Mason, author of The Stories of the Great Ballets, said Giselle's innovation is its summing up of what we know as romantic ballet. To be romantic about something is to see what you are and to wish for something entirely different. This requires magic. All guests will require a ticket regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 will be admitted into the theater. And with any performances at DPAC, children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. Again, Giselle will be performing Thursday, May 23rd at 8 p.m. at DPAC. Also coming up at DPAC, Kevin James will have a performance on Wednesday, June 5th, and that performance will be at 7:30 p.m. Back by popular demand, the King of Queens is part of the Cool Summer Nights at DPAC. Working class funny man Kevin James will be returning to DPAC this summer following his 2012 sellout show. Back by popular demand, Kevin comes armed with classic bits and all new material for another big night of laughs. Kevin James is a producer, co-writer, and star of the hit comedies Paul Blart, Mall Cop, and that was 2009, Zookeeper, 2011, and his latest film, Here Comes the Boom. James starred with Adam Sandler in Columbia Pictures' blockbuster Grown Ups in 2010, and I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry in 2007. He broke into the film world in 2005 in Columbia Pictures' Hitch, starring opposite Will Smith. The King of Queens, which premiered in 1998, ran for 9 seasons on CBS, with James starring it and executive producing, and it garnered him an Emmy nomination in 2006 for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. In 2001, James brought his stand-up act to TV with Sweat the Small Stuff, a 1-hour special for Comedy Central. In 2005, Kevin James and Ray Romano executive produced and starred in the HBO sports special Making the Cut, The Road to Pebble Beach, a documentary about the Pebble Beach Pro-Am golf tournament that was nominated for a Sports Emmy. All guests will require a ticket regardless of age, and again, no one under the age of 5 will be admitted into the theater. To better serve the DPAC concert, comedy, and Broadway fans in their primary marketing area, online sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Online orders by residents outside of this approved sales area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside of the approved sales area or are using a credit card with a billing address outside of the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, and now the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater is located at 8003 Regency Parkway in Cary. The Mint Julep Jazz Band will be performing. This is part of the Booth Amphitheater. Will once again jazz up your spring with the return of a popular music series. The Hobnob Jazz Series will take place every Wednesday evening from May 1st to the 29th and feature local and regional talent from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. All seating and music will take place on the spacious crescent deck, creating a casual environment to relax and mingle with friends. The ticket prices are $5 per show for adults or all 5 concerts for $20. Kids 12 and under are free. The Mint Julep Band, with their big band lineup of 4 horns, rhythm section, and vocalists, the Mint Julep Jazz Band recreates the jazz sounds of the 1920s, 30s, and early 40s through the arrangements based on the original recordings from the jazz age and swing era. The Mint Julep Band is based out of Durham, North Carolina, and is led by trombonist Lucien Cobb and vocalist Laura Windley, who have put their collective knowledge and love of swing music together to create an ideal dance band for swing dancers. You can learn more about the Mint Julep Jazz Band at mintjulepjazzband.com. Now, the items allowed at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater for the Jazz Series performances: you can bring long chairs of any height, blankets, raincoats and ponchos, cameras, food and non-alcoholic beverages, and pets. Prohibited items include weapons, umbrellas, and alcoholic beverages. Also at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, Saturday, May 25th, the North Carolina Symphony Summerfest series begins. Summerfest opening night launches your summer of music, featuring Play with the Pros. Enjoy the evening as the Triangle's most gifted citizen musicians of all ages join forces with resident conductor and Summerfest artistic director William Henry Curry and the North Carolina Symphony in a robust evening of classical masterpieces, including Brahms Symphony No. 2 in D major, plus Ferdinand Harold Zampa Overture, Vaughan Williams' English Folk Song Suite, and Jean Sibelius' Finlandia. Gates open at 5 p.m. and the concert starts at 7:30 p.m. And again, that's on Saturday, May 25th. Ticket prices, $30 for table seats and $28 for long tickets. All prices will increase by $2 the day of the event. Kids 12 and under are free. And for more information about purchasing tickets, you can call them at 919-462-2052. Sunday, May 26th, the Town of Cary and the Triangle Wind Ensemble present an American celebration featuring selections from the music of John Williams. Again, this is also at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30. Parking is free and the lots open at 5 p.m. Ticket prices for this performance: adult general admission for lawn seats is $15, reserved table seats $25, kids free on the lawn ages 12 and under, military service members, seniors ages 55 and over, and college students are eligible for $3 off the lawn ticket price when showing a valid ID at the amphitheater box office. Again, for more information about any of these performances at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, you can call them at 919-462-2052. There is still time to see John Reap at Goodnight's Comedy Club. He's performing, we'll have a performance May 17th and May 18th. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. And their phone number is 919-828-5233. Maybe you've seen John Reap on NBC's Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central's Premium Blend, or the half-hour special Comedy Central Presents, John Reap. Maybe you've seen him on TBS's Pit Stop Comedy, NBC Late Night Friday, or the ABC sitcom Rodney as Officer Gerald Bob, the dim-witted cop. If not, then you probably know John from the Dodge's popular ad campaign as the Hemi Guy. John is known to millions as the red-headed hillbilly in the Dodge Ram commercials who leans out of a beat-up car and utters the now-famous line, "That thing got a Hemi?" Born in Hickory, North Carolina, John moved to Raleigh to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree in theater at North Carolina State University. In 2000, John was invited to perform at the prestigious Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal, Canada, and has since been invited back to perform at the Best of the Fest and a gala show. Soon after, he moved to Los Angeles to further his career as an actor and a stand-up. John is one of the hardest-working comics in America, selling out venues and getting standing ovations in clubs and theaters across the country. His show is supersonic energy, filled with nonstop characters, super clever writing, and, of course, the one talent that separates John from all the other comedians in the world. He's the best redneck dancer since Elvis. Again, John Reap will be performing May 17th and 18th at Goodnight's Comedy Club. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. The North Carolina Museum of Art, Los Lobos, will be performing Friday, May 17th at 8:30 p.m. The North Carolina Museum of Art is located at 2010 Blue Ridge Road, and that is in Raleigh. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-839-6262. The pricing for this performance is $35 for reserved seating, $30 if you're a member of the museum, $24 for general admission, and $19 if you're a member of the museum, $12 for children ages 7 through 18 for general admission only, and children 6 and under are free for general admission only. This band from East L.A. is an American treasure. Recipient of numerous Grammy Awards, Los Lobos continues to write and perform at the highest level. Their work embraces both the American experience and their Mexican heritage, drawing from rock, Tex-Mex, country, folk, R&B, blues, and traditional Spanish and Mexican music. All Music Guide says, from their very first recordings, their rich musicality was apparent, on nearly every subsequent record, they have found ways to redefine and expand their sound without ever straying from the musical traditions that form the heart and soul of the band. Los Lobos had a long-standing relationship with the North Carolina Museum of Art, and they're delighted to welcome them back. The band is celebrating the 20th anniversary of its masterwork, Kiko and the Lavender Moon, which the Wall Street Journal has called the album of the decade. Again, Los Lobos will be performing Friday, May 17th at 8:30 p.m., and for ticket information, you can call the museum at 919-839-6262. Time to read some upcoming events brought to us from Pinecone. Pinecone returns to Wake Forest this summer. Pinecone and the town of Wake Forest continue to present free concerts in the summer and fall in Wake Forest's E. Carroll Joyner Park. Wake Forest Arts also works with Pinecone and the town on the June concert, which is part of their Six Sundays in Spring series. Located at 701 Harris Road, E. Carroll Joyner Park includes a 1,000 lawn seat amphitheater, a performance area, a walker garden, restored farm buildings in Pecan Grove, restrooms, pond, and approximately 3 miles of walking trails. Save the dates for these upcoming free concerts. Big Medicine will be performing Sunday, June 2nd at 5 p.m., Crackdown Sunday, August 4th at 5 p.m., and the Gospel Jubilators Sunday, September 15th at 3 p.m. Irish Music Session will take place at Tir na n Og. It looks like every Sunday, so it'll be Sunday 19th and 26th from 3 to 6 p.m. Tir na n Og is located at 218 South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Tir na n Og and Pinecone co-sponsor an open Irish-style session coordinated by Charlie Muse every Sunday. This session meets either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage room on the right side. All players, singers, dancers, and listeners are welcome to play and share. Participants of all ability levels are encouraged to come and enjoy the traditional environment. Please contact Ted at T-E-R-D at mindspring.com for more information. There'll be a bluegrass jam on May 27th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Busy Bee Cafe, and that's located at 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh, sponsored by Terrapin Beer Company. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. Please contact the session's co-chairs for more information. Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com or David Hedrick at strings of 9@hotmail.com. The Shape Note Scene will take place on Sunday, May 26th from 2 to 4 p.m. The Shape Note Sing is typically held the fourth Sunday of each month. Shape Note Singing is for everyone. Beginners and experienced singers are welcome. Music is available. For more information, you can call Linda Hamburger at 919-233-4630 or visit the Shape Note Singers website, ncshapenote.org. A couple of other participatory opportunities happening. Open mic night is every Monday, 7 p.m., an acoustic jam the first and third Wednesdays at 7 p.m. at Loco Lou's Coffee House, located at 5210 Holly Ridge Drive in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-755-6337. The Bluegrass Jam will take place on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month from 7 to 9 p.m., and that takes place at the Music Building at the Apex United Methodist Church, 100 South Hughes Street, and that is located in Apex. For more information, you can contact ashort@bellsouth.net. The Triangle Blues Society Blues Java Jam takes place on the third Friday of every month from 7 to 10 p.m. at Port City Java, located at 234 Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-232-5282. Mudbone's Open Blues Jam is every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Blue Note Grill, located at 4125 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard in Durham. And for more information, you can call them at 919-401-1979. Carolina Dance Club Swing Dancing takes place every Sunday from 7 to 10:30 p.m. Newcomer lessons at 6 p.m. Ballroom is on the first Sunday from 3:45 to 6 p.m. and salsa from the second and fourth Sunday from 3:45 to 6 p.m. This all takes place at the Elks Lodge, located at 5538 Lead Mine Road in Raleigh. If you are a member of the Carolina Dance Club, admission is $6, but guests can come for $10. For more information, you can call them at 919-494-2300. The Old Time Music Session takes place every Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the High Strung Violins and Guitars, located at 1116 Broad Street in Durham. For more information, you can call them at 919-286-3801. A Dulcimer Jam takes place on Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. The first Thursday is at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center, located at 119 Ambassador Loop in Cary. Third Thursdays are the Carolina Dulcimers at the Carol Wood Retirement Community in Chapel Hill, located at 750 Weaver Dairy Road. Phone number for more information is 919-413-5568. Time to read just a couple more. The Raleigh Drum Circle will take place third Mondays of every month from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Lake Johnson Park, located at 4601 Avant Ferry Road in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-233-2121. And we do have time to read a couple of things that are happening this week. Artsplosure will be taking place Saturday and Sunday, May 18th and 19th at the Moore Square in downtown Raleigh. For information, you can call them at 919-832-8699. Sunday on May 19th, John Cowan and Tiller's Folly will be at the Rooster's Wife in Aberdeen, North Carolina. You can call them at 910-944-7502. On Wednesday, May 22nd, Anna Rose Beck will be performing at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-833-8898. Like I mentioned earlier, the Mint Julep Jazz Band will be at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater in Cary, and that is also on Wednesday, May 22nd. And for more information, you can call them 919-462-2025. On Thursday, May 23rd, Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road will be performing at Tir na n Og in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-833-7795. Also on Thursday, May 23rd, Sarah Shook and the Devil will be at CCB Plaza in Durham. For more information, you can call them at 919-682-2800. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. And I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you listen again next time. I'm Missy Hollander reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.